They're coming for your kids. Your kids now are pawns. That's all they ever were, by the way. And now they're going to put them in motion because they've lost so many key pieces on this chessboard. They've lost bishops. They've lost key pieces. And so they have to have more pawns here to play with, to combat you, to try to stay ahead of you. And they want you to line these kids up, and they see him as a prophet, a marketable product that they can profit from in many different ways. And testing's not cheap, and it's not free. Who's going to pay for that? You are, one way or the other. But no, they're doing it to keep the kids safe when they're not keeping the kids safe at all. They're doing it to make money. And they're doing it to say, well, hey, if you don't want your kid to get tested, you have to get him vaccinated. I mean, then he won't have to deal with this hassle. You know, that's the key to living a good and full and healthy life, de Blasio said, as he announced the key to NY City vaccine passport last month. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life, and that includes your kids. Doesn't matter that people are fucking dropping. Doesn't matter that people are getting cancer at an alarming rate. It doesn't matter that pregnant women are in peril. Not only the children that they're carrying, but themselves. That doesn't matter. That's been fucking glazed and glossed over like it doesn't even exist. You know, I have to tell you, some of our own people said I was nuts in July, early July when we talked about it. Well, it turns out I'm not fucking nuts. And I've been called nuts before. And usually you just sit around and say, yeah, just wait a while. I'll look pretty smart. It's all one big grift, man. Once you understand that, so much smarter. Such a great position to combat this insanity, man. It really is. I don't get tired of talking about it, man, because if I could just save one life, it'll all be worth it. Where have we heard that before? Well, did you see what happened at the Emmys? No, you didn't, because no one watches the fucking Emmys. Hollywood elite privilege. LA County officials say that the maskless Emmys covered under the filming exemption. So it's, again, another rule for thee and not for me when it comes to the elites and the beautiful people. Don't worry about having to follow any mandates. There are exceptions for the haves, and there are no exceptions for the have-nots. There are exceptions for celebrities and performers, and there are no exceptions for you, you little rab lats. I need another drink. Lab rats. Your final countdown. Yeah, it might be. You don't watch yourself. Wise up. You guys keep that in mind when you watch these stars, whether it's the Emmys or the Grammys, the Oscars, when they're sitting in a big hall. No masks, no social distancing in LA County and other places. And guess what? your kids stuffed in a plastic fucking case like the Bubble Boy or a sardine at school. And treated like a death row prisoner. Worse. And you're sitting around wondering what you can do. Take control of the situation. Get them the fuck away from these maniacs who flout rules. They don't listen to rules. It's really unbelievable. Stark double standard that we see time and time again. One for celebrity elites, one for the ruling class and their friends, and quite another one for everyone else. That's us, the have-nots. And we talk about it, and I see the memes that go back and forth on social media that highlight and debate the hypocrisy. Guess what? You can opt out of it. You can opt out of it, man. Number one, don't pay these fucking assholes any money. Don't see their shitty movies. Don't buy their shitty products. Don't watch the Emmys. Don't watch these bullshit networks who sell you out on a daily basis. Unplug. Fuck out of here. You're not getting money from me every month. I'm not going to your shows. I'm not buying all your wares, your makeup, your dresses, your cologne, etc. If you endorse something, fuck that. I'm not buying that either. As you don't represent me. You don't represent my values, and you don't see me as a citizen, not of the country or the world. You're better than me. I am a serf. You are a lord. Stop underwriting. Stop enabling this. And watch how things change. Just like we see when you push back against tyrants. I told you folks so many times. Stand the fuck up. These guys are not tough. They're not tough. Or not. You can fire tear gas at you. Ooh, big deal. A little tear gas will wake you up. Sure, it's tough first couple minutes, but for the next month, you breathe it really. I mean, everything's open. The sinus is everything. It's amazing that people are still shocked by these things, the double standard. And we talk about it every day. The entire country is built on a double standard, and the only reason they get away with it is because you allow them to. You know, I'm not even going to play it because it's so... Well, maybe I'll play the... You know what? The editors have written a note, and I just played for you guys. And you can make your own decisions. We don't have to read your big story about it and tell you how to think or what to think. We'll play it, see if it resonates with you without any introduction. And then we'll say a few words and I'll read some of the editor's notes and on this. And we'll go from there.
On the drone strike last week that the Pentagon now admits was a tragic mistake. What was the president's response when he learned about that?
Well, the president was briefed on Friday morning about the report that was going to be released and put out. I would say first, the president's view and all of our view is that the loss of any civilian life is a tragedy, as was made clear in the comments by the Secretary of Defense, by General McKenzie. This was done in error, and clearly the investigation that will continue is something the president broadly supports. So as a human being, as a president, as somebody who has overseen loss in a variety of scenarios, both as a leader and personally, his reaction is it's a tragedy, and every loss is a tragedy, and he supports the effort to move this forward as quickly as possible and to have a thorough investigation.
Into love, the God, to fear the flame and to burn a crowd that has a name. And to right or wrong.
The band is live. The song is Selling the Drama. That's what's going on here. Of course, the Bidens are one of the all-time great political grifting families of selling the drama. Biden just wiped out. Biden wiped out 200 fucking people in Afghanistan. And then an entire family as a follow-up. And now, Raggedy Ann is behind the mic invoking Biden's dead son and his deceased daughter as proof that he empathizes with the families and the remaining siblings and relatives and friends of the Afghani family that he, quote, accidentally destroyed with a Hellfire missile from a drone. And then he told the world, including us out here, that it was a strike against terrorism, that they eliminated ISIS-K. No, you eliminated a number of kids who were in K through three or four. Little kids, kindergarten and up. That's the only K you eliminated, you psycho. As a human being, as a president, as somebody who has overseen laws, as a leader and personally, his reaction is that it's a tragedy. Oh, are we tired of this Bo Biden bullshit? Look, dude. He's sitting there, you know, you talk and you listen to the families who went to Dover and saw their loved ones, their children, come home in flag-draped coffins. And Biden's there checking his watch and then telling the families, I know how you feel. My son died. Fucking psychopath this guy is. The editors have written a note. These people are craven psychopaths. There's no limit to how low they can stoop. You're not fucking kidding. Let's take a little step back and inject some reality into the situation. Even Bo Biden got in on the act in 2008 at the DNC convention. Let's make sure the music is churning and burning here as we... How about I'm a believer? Are you? I don't think so. But we are dealing with some political monkeys and monkey business. At the 2008 Democratic National Convention, after Joe Biden was nominated for Vice President of the United States, Bo Biden introduced his father. Bo recounted the auto accident that killed his mother and his sister, and the subsequent parenting commitment his father made to his sons, a speech at which many delegates cried and wept. So Bo was getting in on the grift, using his deceased mother and his deceased sister as political pawns. Of course, he learned at the feet of one of the biggest grifters ever to serve in elected office anywhere, his father, Joe Biden. So why wouldn't Bo come out on stage? The only thing missing was a Ouija board. Boy, there's, where I come from, there's certain things you just leave out of the public discourse. You're a public official. It doesn't mean everything is for public consumption. Leave your dead mother and your dead sister out of the fucking dialogue when you're on stage, the Democratic National Convention. You're not trying to sell anything. He was nominated for Vice President of the United States. Big fucking deal. No. The previous song. Selling. That's what they do. Everything's a sales job. It's all grift. These guys are the best. They're deadbeats. They're carpetbaggers and snake oil salesmen. Nobody wants to talk about Bo Biden when he was long time Attorney General of Delaware. His record on child molesters. That's a subject for another time, perhaps. Of course, when he had a chance to put one of the family members of the Delaware-based powerful DuPont family behind bars for sexually assaulting his own young daughter, well, Robert Richards IV, an heir to the DuPont legacy and fortune, was facing a minimum 20 years in prison. Instead, he got a plea bargain, thanks to Bo Biden and Joe Biden. But yeah, Bo this, Bo that. But he's fucking, Joe's dining out. He's dining out. Yes, it's unfortunate. Somebody dies of cancer. What about the 200 fucking people and children that Joe wiped out in Afghanistan? What about the untold numbers of people that are being wiped out right now from their bullshit sales job? Selling the drama by live. Everything is a, I know how you feel. I killed your kid. And did I tell you my kid died too? Yes, it's terrible for a parent to have to go through that, right? I'll put this out there. Joe, did you ever think maybe if you weren't such a fucking miserable excuse for a human being, you wouldn't have such karma? Some people are so fucking evil and such pieces of shit that they have to live hell on earth. In addition to where you're going, I can only imagine. God, my God. I tell John McCain we said hello. There's a story. I mean, he's dined out on this. It's enough. It's enough. Okay? No one wants to hear. It has nothing to do with the matter at hand. Every time there's a political crisis, it's not a support group for parents who lost kids. And I'm not downplaying that kind of trauma. I just think it's a goddamn piss poor excuse to keep going back to the well and pretending that you get a free fucking pass. But as I said, these guys love selling the drama. And that's what they do. No mention in this speech that his brother Hunter was smoking crack at the time and carpet fibers and Parmesan cheese while he was banging Bo's wife. But let's just talk about the deceased mom and the deceased sister, and everybody's weeping in the crowd except for Bo. He was, except for Hunter. Hunter wasn't weeping. He was banging Bo's wife. You can't even.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Yeah, you should have wrapped a chain around your kids and reined him in a little bit. But that's okay. Somehow Joe still thinks that Bo was a saint. Well, that's not the word around here. Was he a better guy than Joe? Fuck's sake. That's not hard to do. Anyway, you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to be callous. I'm just trying to be down to fucking earth. Stop dining out on bullshit and accept some goddamn responsibility. You not only killed a family. No one wants to talk about it. The press, they don't want to talk about the 200 people that died at the hands of Joe Biden, his poor excuse for a defense secretary, these dopey generals. Where do they get these guys at? What kind of a fucking disaster? You can't. These evil people, they're feckless. They're morally bankrupt. They all gravitate toward each other, and that's what you end up getting. And you wonder why the country's fucked up. It's beyond fucked up. It's FUBAR. Beyond FUBAR. Be FUBAR. Beyond FUBAR. The media and Dems ignore facts and compare Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol agents to slaveholders. Have you seen this? Insanity? Members of the media and Democratic politicians awakened from their apathy towards the southern border crisis Monday after an El Paso Times story portrayed dramatic events in the Rio Grande River in Del Rio, Texas. Did somebody say El Paso? What? That's always handy here. Lay it on.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Without a second of fact-checking, a narrative formed among MSNBC types and Democrat dingbats, including senators, U.S. senators, and dopey congresswomen and congressmen, that U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents used whips, leather whips, on migrants who illegally crossed the Mexico-United States border in recent days. Have you seen this? Said they were whipping them? I looked at the pictures. I said, what? What are they talking about? As the Haitians tried to climb onto the U.S. side of the river Sunday afternoon, the agent shouted, "Let's go! Get out now! Back to Mexico!" The newspaper reported. The agent swung his whip menacingly, charging his horse toward the men in the river who were trying to return to an encampment under the International Bridge in Del Rio after buying food and water in Ciudad Acuna, Mexico. One migrant fell as he tried to dodge. Others shielded their heads with their hands. We must avoid the vicious crack of the whip of the slave master. Is that the narrative they're spinning here? PBS White House correspondent Yamichi El Sindor, arguably one of the most left-wing journalists in America, quickly shared the excerpt. But was it true? Not really. I mean, those are the reins of a horse. There's no whip. Look, I've been rolling with these CBP guys before. They don't carry fucking whips. What is this? Indiana Jones? Number one, these assholes are not even supposed to fucking be here, number one, okay? But the mainstream media, they love it. They love these people coming in. Because they're fucking communists, too. Border Patrol says agents use their reins for a lot of reasons. Primarily, it's used to steer the horse. But agents will also spin them sometimes to deter people from getting too close to the horse. We're not aware of anyone being struck with the reins or a whip. Vice News tweeted out, Border Patrol agents are whipping Haitian migrants in the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. Folks, Border Patrol does not issue anybody whips.